This is Glenn Hauser with World Radio number 1306. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded March 1st, VOA pulling out of Greece, Radio Budapest in danger, layoffs in Georgia, Tashkent loses listeners, some intriguing unidentifieds, tracking Libyan and Algerian relays and clandestines, good news from Goa, Nepal, Burma, BBC and Japan canceling programs, and the propagation outlook. On February 24th, news broke that the IBB would be closing its relay stations in Greece. A notice originating with George Moore, Director, Office of Engineering and Technical Services at IBB, said, among other things, "Our transmitting stations in Kavala and Rhodes rely primarily on short and medium wave radio transmission, formats that are expensive to operate. Although shortwave was the focus of international broadcasting for many decades, shortwave broadcasting stations have declined in importance as traditional audiences have shifted to more popular local media, such as FM radio, the internet, and television. The realities of funding, technology, and audience preferences have made it impossible to continue our shortwave and medium-wave radio transmissions from Greece. We've informed the government of the Hellenic Republic that we plan to terminate our agreement for the operation of transmitting stations in Greece. With deep regret, the BBG will lose the services of many valued and skilled employees. As a result of this, all affected BBG employees will be treated with respect and dignity in accordance with existing U.S. Embassy compensation agreements. This is a very difficult time for each of us, and we are taking these actions with the greatest reluctance. The employees and staff of the IBB stations in Greece have provided outstanding service to international broadcasting, and the BBG is deeply indebted to them." At Media Network, Andy Sennett comments, "The news comes as no surprise, as a number of the languages broadcast from the Greek facilities are being eliminated in the proposed schedule effective in October. VOA's broadcasting presence in Greece began in 1948 with the Thessaloniki relay in northern Greece, adding later Kavala and Rhodes. Kavala first broadcast in 1972. VOA broadcasts from the Rhodes relay station were first heard in 1964. Well, it doesn't go into this, but as I recall, there were broadcasts from the Coast Guard cutter Courier docked at Rhodes well before that. And Aaron Zavitsky comments in DX Listening Digest, "This is pretty significant, including both Kavala, shortwave and mediumwave, and Rhodes on mediumwave. They shut down shortwave there not too long after a complete rebuilding of the HF antennas. Rhodes is particularly an important site for the area east of the Maghreb." Kai Ludwig in Germany comments in DX Listening Digest, "The closure of the Kavala station has been rumored and is hardly a surprise, but Rhodes is a different story. It should put a better signal of Radio Sabah into Syria and vicinity than Kuwait. I suspect that pulling out of Greece entirely is their only option to get rid of Kavala, since otherwise they would certainly keep the Rhodes transmitter for Radio Sabah. Furthermore, a considerable amount of the Voice of Greece transmissions come from the Kavala site as well. That is, two transmitters running most of the day. So it's unclear whether the Greeks want to keep the Kavala station going under their own management without any American involvement, and whether there would still be any agreement for relaying Voice of Greece via Delano in Greenville. One more thing, a few years ago, some transmitters which had been operating from Gloria, Portugal, were given to Greece by the U.S., but they never bothered or managed to get them operational. Maybe they will be motivated to do so now, if they have not totally deteriorated in the meantime. Radio Budapest International Service has a future not so much good, says Dario Monferini in Italy. On February 23rd, their Italian program had a speaker commenting that there would be a two-hour strike the following week of all workers of Radio Budapest because the government wants to drastically cut the budget next year, or even close all foreign programs of Radio Budapest. Then Rubén Guillermo Marginet in Argentina received a message from Sergio Pérez of the Spanish Department of Radio Budapest asking for our help. He says the current leadership of Hungarian radio has decided that foreign languages will definitely be closed to save money. And he asked for solidarity from listeners, especially concerning their Spanish broadcasts, which had been off the air for a number of years and were only resumed in 2002. Because of the controlled press in Belarus and the upcoming presidential election, another service started broadcasting into there from outside, this one funded by the European Union. It's transmitted by Radio Baltic Waves in Vilnius, Lithuania, not to be confused with the one I mentioned last week, transmitted from Poland. An AFP story, which was then picked up by VOA and other news services, including Turkish press, referred to this as being on shortwave. However, as far as we know from Bertrut now in Lithuania, it is not on shortwave, just on medium wave 612 and some FM frequencies. Probably yet another case of incompetent, sloppy journalism confusing ultra-shortwave with regular shortwave. In European terms, especially in German, ultra-shortwave is what we call FM. And the Senate Media Network spotted an alarming item at the Georgian teleradio website February 28th, headlined SOS, Democracy is under the threat and human rights undergo violation in Georgian public broadcasting. A massive layoff has taken place. Among them are translators of our website, Magda Guruli and Eter Chavlejvili, were working on the English language information for the past 3 years and became the victims of bad management, absence of clear structure, and abuse of human rights, in contradiction with the Georgia Labor Code. They were fired without any kind of beforehand explanation or warning. It came unexpectedly at the start of a new working day. The Director General and Head of Informational Programs are responsible for the massive unreasonable dismissal of the employees, the members of their own team among them, who got also fired or left the post by their own will. Thank you for cooperation and being with us for the last 3 years. Guess what? I checked the same website a couple days later and there was no sign of this announcement. No doubt it was censored. In fact, there were no other items from February 28th as of March 1st. Nothing posted there since February 27th. Wolfgang Duschel in Germany reminds us of a very exotic shortwave operation from Azerbaijan. Adalan Sasi Radyosu from Stepanakert. It varies on a split frequency around 9677.5 with a distorted FME signal. At 0600 UT, February 22nd, he heard it, but it was drifting downwards, possibly in Armenian. It's supposedly scheduled Tuesdays and Thursdays, but that was a Wednesday. The time on the air is 0600 to 0635, and also scheduled Mondays and Wednesdays at 1500 to 1535, also known as Voice of Justice. More about it on page 120 in the current World Radio TV Handbook. According to this, it's in the Azeri language for Azeri people in Armenia. Here's intriguing on ID number 1 on 4675, reported by Ignacio Sotomayor in Spain. At 1730 UT, he says it was in Arabic with a medium signal. Then it was heard also by Jari Savolainen in Finland, February 26th at 1725, with continuous Middle Eastern or Central Asian-flavored pop songs, one of them in English. There's also interference on 4675 from aeronautical communications. Tarek Zidane in Egypt then monitored it and said it's definitely not in Arabic, heard around 1835. He's 90% positive it's either Kurdish or Turkmeni in northern Iraq. Yari Savolainen found they closed down somewhere around 2000 UT. DX Mix is the new name for Observer Bulgaria. The latest issue has an updated schedule for Kol Israel. They have made some mid-season changes for English broadcasts as follows. The first three are a quarter hour, the last is 25 minutes. At 0430, 9345 and 17600. 10:30, 15640. 18:30, 7545 9345 and 11590, and at 2000 on 6280, 7545, and 15640. The previous issue, when it was still Observer, had an update for VT Merlin's schedules, including West Africa Democracy Radio, based in Senegal. They had been using the Wooferton UK site, but now they've switched to Rampisham on 12,000 between 07 and 09, and Skelton on 17860 between 09 and 11. In each case, the first half in English, the second in French. Also, Voice of Biafra International, transmitted from South Africa, had been on twice a week for a while, but now they've gone back to only once a week on Saturdays, an hour at 2100 on 7380. The trial of six trustees of Voice of the People has finally begun in Harare, Zimbabwe. In Media Network, Andy Sennett says, the court case of Voice of the People broadcasting in Zimbabwe from the Radio Netherlands Madagascar relay station revealed the low level of competence of those presenting the government's case. Their lawyer, Beatrice Mtetwa, told journalists that the state's expert witness revealed that he did not know how the station broadcasts its programs. He says he doesn't know where the transmission takes place from. This is despite the fact that the location of the transmitter is routinely mentioned in press reports, and in the past has even been the subject of an official protest to the Dutch government. Presumably, the expert witness is hoping the court will believe the transmitter is located inside Zimbabwe, otherwise the case will surely collapse. Closing arguments were to be presented March 1st and the judgment on March 3rd. Artie Bigley forwards a report from their colleagues at SW Radio Africa, headlined Farcical Start to VOP Trial. By the way, SW Radio Africa is having problems with their only remaining frequency, medium wave 1197 from Lesotho, at 03 to 05. At 2027 UT, February 23rd, I heard a rather strong French-speaking station under WWRB on 11915, nothing in the original schedules for this season. It wasn't Canada, it wasn't VOA. Mauno Ritola in Finland checked it a few days later and found it was Algeria's third network, heard around 2100 UT. We had a report last week that this frequency was being tested, but only in the morning via France or Gabon. Bernie O'Shea in Ontario had another mystery, this one on 6005 kHz. He says he'd been hearing it for over a week as of February 27th, roughly from 2000 to 2200 UT, North African and Middle Eastern music. Sometimes it's strong enough to block Germany or BBC on the same frequency. Jari Savolainen in Finland monitored further and found that the announcements were definitely in Arabic, but he couldn't be sure what they were saying. They did use the word Jamhuria, which means a republic, not necessarily applying to Libya. It may have been Yemen or Libya. The frequency range, 17655 to 17690, continues to be very interesting between 12 and 14 UT or later because of that new Libyan clandestine, Saut al-Amal, and all the various attempts to jam it. As Jose Miguel Romero in Spain notes, Saut al-Amal, is now changing frequency in the middle of the broadcast at 13 UT. For example, on March 1st, they switched from 17680 to 17685. Accompanied by jammers, broadcasting noise or bubbles or African music or Arab music. Most of this ends at 14 UT when I note the one with Arabic music playing some Big Ben-like chimes at the top of the hour. I assume that is one of the overt Libyan services, but probably relayed from France or Gabon. And there's also a confusing situation about other Libyan broadcasts having nothing to do with jamming the Voice of Hope. In the 1800 UT hour, Jose Miguel Romero is hearing three different services from Libya on 11715, 11860, and 9590. The latter included an English news bulletin at 1827. Hearing any shortwave broadcast from Somalia continues to be quite a challenge. In Australian DX News, Charles Jones, on a DX expedition in New South Wales, says he heard Radio Shabele, Mogadishu, on 6960, a good clear signal in an unidentified language, the best strength this station has ever been received, February 15th at 20:04 UT. Standard disclaimer, the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1306. Our website for much more information, worldofradio.org. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. A new edition of our other program, Continent of Media 0602, is now available at dxing.com. At worldofradio.com, you'll find the new March edition of Nets to You, about amateur radio voice nets and bulletins, our frequently updated schedule of this and other DX programs in English, and our monitoring reminders calendar of enjoyable programming on the air and on the Internet. March is here, so our winter frequency on WWCR is gone again. Thursdays at 21:30 UT, we're on the summer frequency now, 15825 instead of 7465. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Donna Ring in Maryland. DX Mix News from Bulgaria provides an updated schedule of Radio Pakistan, including the English quarter hour at 1600 UT. 6215.4, 9375, 11570, and 15725. However, a couple of weeks earlier on the Radio Bulgaria DX program, Ruman Pankov said that Central News Bulletin in English was on new 9375 as well as 4790, 6215 and 11570. No signal heard on 5027, 5080, or 15725. A few weeks ago, we had to report that Radio Tashkent Uzbekistan had given up on shortwave broadcasting and their programming continued only on the Internet. On their website, about once a month, they publish the text of their mailbag program, and the February 24th issue is headlined, "We Loose Our Listeners," meaning we lose our listeners. An unusually frank statement. They say, unfortunately, due to the cutoff of shortwave broadcasting of RTI, we've lost many of our listeners. There are only a few people who are able to listen to our programs on Internet. Therefore, this fortnight we received few email messages from Spain, Morocco, India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. Then they had an interesting discussion about Bangladesh and about the Uzbek language. Joe's Jacob of DX India says there is good news from Goa. All India Radio Panaji has solved its shortwave audio problem. That hissing sound heard on their two 250-kilowatt transmitters has now been sorted out by their new superintending engineer, Mr. S. Jayaraman. We used to notice this especially between 13 and 15 UT on 9820 in Sinhala. According to the schedule he gives, the English broadcasts concerned are at 22:45 to midnight 45 on 9705 and 20:45 to 22:30 on 11715. Since February 23rd, Radio Nepal is being reported with a much improved signal on 5005. We first heard from Iwao Nagatani in Kobe, Japan. There was a bit of interference, but a clear signal at 1415 UT when they had their English ID and news. He wonders if the transmitter was improved or renewed. Then, a bit later the same day, Jari Savolainen in Finland heard 5005.0 with an ad block at 1537. Really good audio and signal strength. A new transmitter or the old one fixed. A few days earlier, they had weak audio on a slightly different frequency, 5005.3. Andy Sennett said it might be a different transmitter. According to their website, they have three 100-kilowatt units. Mike Barraclough was also hearing their morning broadcast well at 2316 UT. As was Anker Petersen in Denmark, February 22nd to 23rd, between 23:15 and fade-out at 0200. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy reported better modulation than usual at midnight 7 UT, as did Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina heard from Nicolás Aramo there, 23:30 UT it was being heard. Ignacio Sotomayor in Spain heard them until close-down at 1721 UT. Joran Norstedt in Sweden contacted the station directly, and according to their technical department, it is not a new transmitter, but tuning up procedures have been made. They said, "We're glad to receive the news about Radio Nepal's coverage. We have not been able to renew the transmitter, but just maintain it for optimum performance." According to the QSL information pages, it's a rather unreliable verifier, but a few have succeeded, so now's the time to try it again if you can hear Radio Nepal on 5005. Media Network quotes the Interpress Service News Agency February 22nd that the director of the Democratic Voice of Burma, broadcasting into the country from shortwave transmitters, including Madagascar, says the station is no longer being jammed by the Burmese government. Ayichan Nang says even the military junta is making use of the station. Arnaldo Slyan in Argentina reported hearing a Radio Luang Prabang Laos January 27th with news at 1000 UT on 4678.2. Then on February 9th, Wolf Dieter Benck in Germany reported to ADX via BCDX, Radio Nacional Lao, at 2305 to 2335 with Laotian music on 4678.01. Last week, we reported a new Chinese clandestine allied with Falun Dafa, Minghui Radio, or MH Radio. One of their broadcasts is at 22 to 23 UT on 7105. Dan Goldfarb in England quickly noted increased jamming on this frequency. And contrary to last week's info, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says the other two broadcasts are at 13 to 14 on 6030 and 15 to 16 on 11700. April 1st is the beginning of a new fiscal year in Japan, and on that date, Radio Japan usually makes programming changes, and some of them have already been announced. Bill Brigadano told Shortwave Programs that the 44 Minutes program, that's their weekday news magazine, announced its last airing would be on March 25th. And then I heard Hello from Tokyo on February 25th, that's their Saturday mailbag program, say it too would be ending their final edition again March 25th. We don't yet know what will be replacing them or whether they will maintain a commitment to listener contact. QSLs are emerging from One Talk Radio Light, the missionary station in Papua New Guinea, on 7120. Arnaldo Slyan in Argentina told Noticias de X he got a QSL card with full data in 5 months, a beautiful picture with a typical house and two men and a boy with a receiver in his hands, plus a personal letter with some interesting information about the station. The verification signer is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Good, G-O-O-D. One was also received by Marcelo Toniolo in New Zealand, reporting to DXing.info, a QSL card and letter in 109 days. Sarah said, "They were amazed with the number of reports they've been receiving from all parts of the world." Well, yes, indeed, since they have a supposedly vertical incidence antenna of limited coverage. Julian Santiago of Radio Mil in Mexico City laments that jamming had disappeared for about 10 days from 6010, that Cuban clandestine frequency long abandoned, but Cuba kept jamming it. However, as of March 1st, the jamming was again being heard. In fact, some jamming had been heard all along in Venezuela by Jose Elias. Here's a sneaky way to combat jamming broadcast on spurious frequencies. Actually, I suspect it's unintentional. I heard the Radio Martí via Delano on 15192 and 15468, equally separated from the main frequency 15330, March 1st at 1506. The spurs were quite weak, but of course they were not being jammed like the center frequency. Nicolás Aramo in Argentina tells us that Radio Yura Bolivia 4716, announcing the email address, radioyura@hotmail.com. So that might be one way to verify the station. In the NASFA Journal, Sam Bardo in Connecticut reported he got a full data letter and a beautiful pennant and sticker from the station. It took 3 months for a Spanish report, but he doesn't say if he emailed it or p-mailed it. The verification signer was Omar Flores. In Conexión Digital, Adán Moore in Paraguay reports hearing Voz Cristiana Chile on the strange frequency 13290 at 2113 UT, parallel to 17680 in Spanish. I figured out what happened. It's a Leapfrog mixing product with their Brazilian service 15485, which is halfway between the two frequencies. Quite a brouhaha in the UK over the announcement that BBC will be scrapping Calling the Falkland Islands at the end of March, that twice-weekly quarter-hour program, Tuesdays and Fridays at 21:30 on 11680. However, they pledged to assist the Falkland Islands radio service with programming on their station. It's not that the shortwave program was so vital, at least not at the moment, but there were fears that Argentina might misinterpret this as a reduction of interest by the UK in the Falkland Islands. Mike Barraclough forwards an item from the March 3rd print magazine Private Eye that the BBC World Service will be canceling one more program at the end of March. Off-the-shelf readings from literature in favor of more and more news. Commissioning editor Harriet Green said, instead of being a channel where it can be unpredictable what you tune in and find, a concert, news, religious affairs, we want to make it more predictable. Just in time for Mardi Gras, George Thurman updates us February 27th on WRNO New Orleans. There was more damage to the site than was thought at first, including to the feed line. There were difficulties negotiating with the insurance company, but now that has been settled and repair work is starting. Their target date is April. Kurt Deegan in Florida tells IRCA that one of the local signals in South Florida is missing, 1700 WJCC Miami Springs, which had a Caribbean format. Scott Fibish confirms it's no longer in the FCC database, another expander going off the air at the end of a five-year period. The special medium wave DX test we mentioned last week from WDAB 1580 in South Carolina, early Monday, February 27th, we're happy to report was heard coast to coast, all the way from Oregon to Rhode Island. In fact, I've rarely seen so many successful reports of a special medium wave DX test. Kim Elliott says there will be additional DRM transmissions from CBC Sackville for the SWL Winterfest, March 3rd and 4th. That's so they can monitor it at the fest, of course, on a Tentec 320D, which will become a lottery prize. The regular transmission at 2045 to midnight UT on 9800 will be extended an hour until 0100. Additional transmission, 16 to 20 on March 3rd on 11735, 1805 to 20 on Saturday the 4th, also on 11735. In addition to the Saturday-only broadcast of TDP at 16 to 18 on 11900. And our greetings to everyone at the fest. Fred Waterer points out an interesting new show on the CBC Radio 1 schedule, Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. local time, which means it's repeated four more times in each zone across Canada. It's called High Definition. It's a radio program about television. Update on the NID Arab on 6005, now confirmed as Yemen parallel 9780 variable. Monitored the evening of March 1st by Jean-Michel Aubier in France, Steve Lehr in Michigan, Yari Savalainen in Finland, and Tarek Zaidan in Egypt. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 28th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to minor storms. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 March 20th and 21st, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 80 March 1st to 10th to 75 and back up to 80 on March 25th. Glenn Hauser here, concluding another world of radio. Hope you've enjoyed the show, number 1306.